开始了，
对，开始了，您开始吧。嗯，
维昆特之音服务员聆听，今天是2019年7月23日，我们继续荣幸地邀请到了 Theater Judge 帕布为我们分享圣帕帕德的逍遥甘露，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna everybody。 Today we're going to speak some stories about Srila Prabhupada. In these stories we can get many instructions and also learn about Srila Prabhupada's personal example and how he behaved.
今天我们来讲帕帕德的一些故事，从这些故事当中我们可以学习到圣帕帕德的训示，也可以了解他的行为举止。
Srila Prabhupada's personal behavior is why we call him an acharya. An acharya means one who teaches by his own personal example.
圣帕帕德的行为举止就彰显了一位 acharya 的含义，他是以身作则的灵性导师。
So during a winter visit to Japan, Srila Prabhupada stayed in a small house, and in Japan many of the houses inside, the walls are made of paper.
在一个冬季，圣帕帕德去了日本，他在日本的时候呢，很多房间的屋子是用纸糊的。
So the landlord, he had supplied a heater, a kerosene heater. Means, you know, you know what kerosene is?
Sorry.
Kerosene, it's a type of, like an oil heater. You heat the oil.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but the heater only warmed a very small area.
圣帕帕德在日本的时候呢，房东就提供了一个煤油炉作为加热的加热器，但这个煤油炉它只能加热一小部分的空间。
So Srila Prabhupada, you know, he wrapped himself in his grey wool chadar, you know, his blanket, and he went on translating Bhagavatam, even in the cold early morning hours.
圣帕帕德就在寒冷的清晨，他用灰色的毛披肩裹着自己，然后就在寒冷的这个氛围当中继续翻译着圣典不加瓦坛。
But he said it was very uncomfortable for him.
但是他表达了这对他来说不太舒服。
So when the devotees went to the landlord and they said, could we have a second heater? You know, second heater. The landlord's wife, she objected.
当奉献者去找这个房东，向房东要第二个这个煤油炉的加热器时，这个房东的妻子拒绝了。
But the man, the landlord, finally he found a spare second heater. But the kerosene fumes, the you know from the oil, made the whole room very smelly.
这个房东最终找到了一个富裕的煤油炉加热器，但是这个煤油炉产生出的气体和烟雾就让这个房间充斥着令人不愉快的味道。
Maybe the devotees who've come from villages, they know this problem.
从乡下居来的那些奉献者，他们了解。
So in this neighborhood where the Prabhupada was staying, there was an open sewerage system. So, you know, the toilets, the sewerage from the toilet just went out into the open street.
在邻居家呢，隔壁是一个开放的一个下水道的空间，那么这个下水道直接就伸到了街上。
So, a truck was supposed to come with a vacuum cleaner, and it would suck all the bad things out of a stool pit, you know, like a container where all the stool would go. But the truck hadn't been for over 1 week, so it was very smelly.
每一周呢，应该有一个卡车，是一个真空抽，带着一个真空的吸尘器，它会把这个粪坑里的所有大便吸走。但是这辆卡车已经一周没来了，所以 这个味道是非常难闻的。
So the devotees were in anxiety that their spiritual master had to suffer so much inconvenience.
奉献者就看到他们的灵性导师，遭受了这么多不方便，感到非常的难过。
So the devotees went to the landlord and they begged him, please, can you do something about the bad smell?
奉献者去找房东，就恳求房东采取一些行动来，让这个恶臭来减少一些。
So the man agreed, and he said, I will clean out the, you know, he was a humble man.And, you know, he respected Srila Prabhupada as a spiritual leader. So he said, okay, I will clean out the stool pit myself using hand buckets.
这个房东他是一个勤劳诚恳的人。他非常尊重圣帕帕德这样的圣人。所以他就答应说他会亲手用一个捡大粪的筐来把大粪扛走。
But the landlord's wife,She objected, she started complaining, why is my husband doing such, you know, extraordinary, humiliating, work just to accommodate Srila Prabhupada?
但这一次房东妻子又拒绝了，她不希望她的丈夫为圣帕帕德从事这样一个令人屈辱的下贱的工作。
But the man did it anyway, because he wanted to, you know,please Srila Prabhupada, even, you know, because he respected him as a leader. And after he did that, the bad smell went away.
但是这个房东他还是亲身去从事了这样一个不刚劲的工作，因为他尊重圣帕帕德作为灵性领袖的地位，所以这个恶臭就消失了。
So on the last day of Srila Prabhupada's visit, in this paper house,He gave a public lecture.
在帕巴德临行前的头一天，他就住在这个纸质的房子里头，做了公派的讲演。
So the house had one floor plus they had like a stage inside. So Prabhupada was sitting there with a microphone speaking.
那这房子呢它就有一个像舞台一样的高出地面的平台，帕帕德坐在这个平台上就在用一个麦克风发表了公开的讲演。
So in the middle of Srila Prabhupada's talk, the landlord's wife, she was a small, middle-aged Japanese lady, she came in the house and she began screaming in anger in the middle of the lecture.
就在讲演的当间儿房东的妻子突然闯进来了，开始愤怒的尖叫，就打扰了帕帕德的讲演。
So a few devotees came, tried to stop her, but she, you know, kept on getting away.
这个中年的矮小的女子，就奉献者们试图阻止这位矮小的女子，但是呢，这个女子就挣脱了。
So she walked up onto the stage.Next to Srila Prabhupada and was making angry, you know, gestures, you know, with her hands, and she was completely disrupting the meeting.
这个中年女子她就一下子跑到了讲台上，就站在帕帕德的身旁，开始张牙舞爪的展示出愤怒的姿势，就完全打搅了整个的讲演。
So Srila Prabhupada asked the guest.Who is this lady and what's the matter with her? Then when he heard, oh, the lady was the landlady and she was angry because Prabhupada had made her husband clean out the stool pit.
帕帕德就询问旁人这个女子到底是谁。当他得知了这个女人就是房东的妻子，因为房东亲身为帕帕德做了这些下贱肮脏的工作，所以这个房东的妻子就表达他的不满。
Just one minute. So then Srila Prabhupada understood.And he started smiling.
当帕帕德理解了他的心情之后，就笑了起来。
And then he turned to the microphone, and he made an announcement.
然后他就转向麦克风做了一个宣布。
And he just said two words.
他只说了两个词。
And he said, Japanese landlady.
日本女房东。
So as soon as Prabhupada said that, the audience and the devotees, they all relaxed and they laughed.
帕帕德此话一出口，所有的听众和奉献者都长舒了一口气。
And just with those two words, Srila Prabhupada made like a philosophical explanation. It was like he explained the universal phenomena that exist between landladies and how they have to be tolerated.
帕巴德仅仅用这两个字就展示了这样一个宇宙的法则，该容忍，怎样容忍一个女房东。
So after a short pause, Srila Prabhupada continued his lecture, and the landlady, she had become sweetened by Srila Prabhupada's smiling words, and she went down the stairs and she left the house.
在帕巴德短暂的停顿了一下，又继续发表讲演。这个女房东因为帕帕德的话语而内心就受到了抚慰，过一段时间她自动离开了讲台。
So Srila Prabhupada knew how to, you know, he was a very practical person.
帕帕德是非常讲究实际的人。
And he knew the problems of the world.
他也知道世界的症结所在。
And he also knew how to properly deal with these problems and how to make a difficult situation, you know, how to solve even a difficult situation like this just with some sweet words and, you know, some smiles.
帕帕德非常实际，也会处理，擅长处理棘手的问题。他只用这些短短的两个甜蜜的话，他就处理了这样一个并且用微笑就处理了这样一个事件。
And Srila Prabhupada knew not just how to deal with these sorts of people, but he also knew how to deal with the parents of devotees.
圣帕巴德不仅知道该怎样对待那些棘手的人物，也知道怎样对待奉献者的父母亲。
In Los Angeles, a young man became attracted to the devotees and to Srila Prabhupada, and he started, you know, he came to the temple and he was reading the books.
就在洛杉矶，有一个年轻人受到奉献者的吸引，开始阅读圣帕巴的书籍，也每天来庙宇。
And he moved into the temple, during the time that Srila Prabhupada was visiting. But unfortunately, his mother, was very upset that her grown-up son had chosen to become a Hare Krishna devotee.
就在圣帕巴德到访洛杉矶庙宇的时候，这位年轻人主动搬进了庙宇，跟奉献者一起居住。但是年轻人的母亲因为自己的成年儿子受到 Hare Krishna 运动的吸引，内心非常的生气和不安。
So his mother, this devotee's mother, she was a journalist, you know, which means she's writing articles for the newspaper. So she started writing letters.Against the Krishna consciousness movement.
这位年轻的奉献者的母亲是一个专栏作家，她就开始在她撰稿的报刊杂志上来抨击 Hare Krishna 运动。
And she wrote letters to the newspaper, and she wrote letters to the government departments, and complaining that her son was practicing too much renunciation in Krishna consciousness.And she felt that her son having to do renunciation was a mistreatment.
这个女作家开始向政府的部门以及向报刊杂志开始频繁的撰稿写信，来抱怨她自己的儿子过于气绝。她认为小儿子的气绝是对不公正的对待。
So he tried to.The devotee tried to, you know, pacify his mother, but he was not very good at it. His mother, you know, her anger didn't stop.
这个新奉献者呢，就开始安抚自己的妈妈，但是他并不擅长这样做。然后最后，他的妈妈并没有停止他的愤怒。
Because,
you know, he was a new devotee, so new devotees many times, their service was to wash the pots in the temple kitchen or to go out chanting on Harinam. So often he didn't remember or he didn't even bother to ring his mother to say hello.
这个年轻的奉献者通常在庙宇里的活儿就是洗庙里的锅碗瓢盆以及去上街哈利纳姆，然后他都没有时间甚至给他妈妈打电话跟他妈妈问候一句。
And the devotees in the temple also didn't help much, and they sometimes forgot to give him messages from his mother.
庙里的奉献者也并不擅长处理这件事情，有时候甚至忘了把他妈妈的信儿烧给他的儿子。
So, this lady, she also, you know, she was writing letters to the newspaper, but she also started writing letters to Srila Prabhupada.
这个女的作家新闻撰稿人他不仅给报纸写信也给圣帕巴德写信。
So Srila Prabhupada replied to her letters, but she wasn't interested in any discussion or consideration of the spiritual benefit, that Srila Prabhupada said her son was getting.
这个妇女他得到了帕巴德有关于他的儿子从事灵修会获得什么样的灵性好处以及一些哲学讨论，但他对这些也丝毫不感兴趣。
All she really wanted was her son to return.
他只想让他自己的儿子回到身边。
So, seeing that the Los Angeles temple could get into trouble through this woman,The temple president asked the devotee to leave the temple.
看到洛杉矶庙就因为这一位年轻的奉献者会陷入麻烦，庙长就请求年轻奉献者离开庙。
So although, just hang on one second. So although the devotee, he was submissive, but.You know, he didn't want to leave, and he was refusing, and he said, you know, he started crying.
虽然这个奉献者他的态度是非常恭顺的，但是他心里并不情愿，而且他也拒绝了，他就开始哭泣起来。
So, he said, you know, he said to the temple president, I'm not initiated.I've been a devotee for 1 year, but I'm not initiated, and I don't have any connection to my spiritual master. How can I leave the temple without having a connection? I may never come back.
这位年轻人一边哭着就一边向庙长说，我已经来庙里一年了，但是我甚至都没有启迪，我甚至没有跟我的灵性导师建立一种关系，等我回去之后，我可能再也回不来了。
So the devotees were, you know, thinking what to do.
然后奉献者们就开始一筹莫展。
So Srila Prabhupada was then told how the boy had refused to leave, and Prabhupada said, bring him to my room.
圣帕巴德就得知这个奉献者拒绝离开庙宇的消息，帕巴德就让奉献者把他带到自己的房间。
So the devotee came into Srila Prabhupada's room, and he bowed down,while Srila Prabhupada was taking his prasadam.
当这个奉献者被带到圣帕巴德房间，他开始顶拜，帕巴德正在那里荣耀prasadam。
So Prabhupada spoke softly to him and said, So, you've been having some difficulty with your mother?
帕巴德就柔和地开始对这位年轻人讲话。那你跟你的妈妈有一些麻烦吗？
Yes, Srila Prabhupada, he said.
是的，帕布帕德。
That's all right, said Srila Prabhupada. I've decided to initiate you.
这是没有什么事情，我决定启迪你。
So, right on the spot, without any usual formal ceremony, Srila Prabhupada gave the devotee his new spiritual name.
就在当时当地现场，帕帕德立刻。就没有举行任何仪式，给了这个新奉献者一个灵性名字。
So Prabhupada said, Your name is Nisringananda Das. Is that all right?
你的名字是 Nishinananda Das， 这样可以吗？
Yes, said the devotee, could hardly speak.
是的，这个奉献者张口结舌的说不出话来。
So Prabhupada continued, he said, I'm giving you this name because you'll always be protected from your parents.
我帕帕说，我给你这个名字是因为你得到这个名字之后就能总能得到保护，不会受到你父母亲的干骚扰。
Then Srila Prabhupada gave him some prasadam from his plate.
帕帕直接从自己的盘子当中拿了一些 prasadam 给年轻人。
And he said, you can go home now and stay there for some time. Is that okay?
现在你可以离开回家待一段时间了，这样可以吗？
He said, I think you can make some vegetarian prasadam there, can you?
我想你可以在家里做一些素食的 prasadam， 这样可以吗？
Yes, said Nishingananda.
是的，圣帕帕德。
He said, so go home for some time and you can also come back, said Srila Prabhupada.
回家待一阵子，帕帕德说，然后你再回来。
So Nishingananda understood Srila Prabhupada's desire.And he had faith that it would work. So he said, thank you, Srila Prabhupada. He said, and then he left.
Nishinananda 就理解了圣帕帕德的心愿。他就决定离开回家待一段时间，然后他答应了。
So the devotee, he would return to his mother's house. And 10 months later,when both the son and the mother had become more mature about their Krishna consciousness, Nishingananda again moved back into the temple.
这个年轻的人就回家待了十个月，当他和自己的母亲就在 Krishna 知觉当中变得更加成熟之后，他重新搬回了庙宇。
So, I don't know if you know many of the devotees, but Nishingananda, he is...He's quite a famous devotee now, and he's the one that makes this ITV, ISKCON Television. And he has made many films of Srila Prabhupada. And, yeah, you can see him many. He comes to Mayapur every year also.
我不知道你们有当中有没有人知道这一位奉献者，但是他现在是非常著名的。他就是ITV.ITV 的这个创始人，他也制作了很多有关帕帕德的影视，他每年都去到访麦阿普。
So, very, very, lucky devotee.
所以他是一个非常幸运的奉献者。
So we can see Srila Prabhupada, you know, he took a decision, whatever it may took, you know, for that time, and the devotee thought maybe it was bad or whatever.But Srila Prabhupada came up with a solution right on the spot, and his solution was always perfect.
所以呢，帕帕德就是这样一个睿智的人。有时候甚至奉献者觉得非常艰难的处境，帕帕德就能够在当下马上处理这棘手的问题，使各方面都感到心满意足。
In 1969, Srila Prabhupada was staying at the estate, which means a large place of John Lennon. He was one of the famous Beatles musicians. And you know, he had a very big property, many acres of gardens and land. And in the morning, Srila Prabhupada liked to walk through the gardens.
1969年，圣帕帕德就到访了约翰列侬的一处庄园，约翰列侬拥有很大的这个房产。每天清晨，圣帕帕德会奉献者一起做清晨散步。
So, while walking, Srila Prabhupada met the head gardener. He was an old English gentleman, and he would wear a suit jacket, you know, a jacket, even when he was digging the earth in the garden.
清晨散步的时候，圣帕帕德就遇到了这个庄园的首席的园艺师。 虽然他在从事的是园林工作，但是他却穿着很正经的西装夹克。
So the gardener had, you know, he had no interest in the philosophy or the devotees, but when Srila Prabhupada came, he was interested to meet him.
虽然这个园艺师对于这门哲学、对奉献者根本不感兴趣，但是当圣帕帕德到访庄园的时候呢，他却很想去见帕帕德。
So, so Srila Prabhupada was also dressed like a gentleman. He was wearing a long black coat, black hat, and he had, you know, Wellington boots. You know, they're like long, long boots on. You know, that you walk when it's wet.
圣帕巴德他也是一身绅士的打扮，穿着长长的黑色大衣，然后黑色的帽子，也还脚上蹬着 Wellington 的这个长靴子，就是在湿地里可以行走的靴子。
So the man said, "I'm the head gardener here."
这个人对帕帕说，我是这里的首席园艺师。
So Prabhupada said, "Oh, I'm glad to meet you," and he said.What are you growing?
啊，我很高兴见到你。你在这里生长的是哪些植物呢？
So the gardener, he happily, he showed Prabhupada some plants and some fruits that he was growing in the greenhouse. And he even had watermelons and different types of flowers there.
这个园艺师兴高采烈的就给帕帕德展示他种植的所有植物，以及一个温室里面种植一些鲜花和水果。他甚至给帕帕德看他自己种的西瓜。
So then he also took two trays, you know, some from underneath his green, from underneath the table, and he showed Prabhupada his mushrooms that he was growing. Two trays means.A tray is...
Yes. I know.
They put some dirt in it, and then, you know, you put the plants inside. And...
Okay. 这个园艺师也给帕帕德端出了两盘，就是这个里面两个盘子里都有一些土壤，他就在这个土壤上种植的蘑菇。
蘑菇, is that mushroom?
Yes, mushroom,
okay.
蘑菇。
Yeah. So then Prabhupada said, Oh, we don't eat this, said Srila Prabhupada.
Oh, 我们不吃这个，帕帕说。
This is fungus.
Fungus? What's the meaning of fungus? Sorry.
F-U-N-G-U-S.
Look at it, sorry.
No problem.
F-U-N-G-S.
No, G-U-S.
G-U-S. F-U-N.
Many people eat this in China.
Oh, yes. 真菌。真菌。
Yeah. So, the man said, yes, it's fungus.
这个男子就说是的它是真菌。
So then Srila Prabhupada explained that mushrooms, because they grow in a dark, wet place,They're considered food in the mode of ignorance.
帕帕德就向这个男子解释说，因为真菌生长在潮湿阴暗的地方，所以被认为是处于愚昧形态的食物。
Terrible news for the devotees, right?
对奉献者来说，听到这个消息非常的，是不是呢？
Actually, I'll tell you a story.When we first started, when we were first in the temple in Hong Kong, the devotees would prepare prasadam, and the devotees would always cook mushrooms in the prasadam in Hong Kong.
我给你们讲个故事，就是当我们到访香港庙宇的时候呢，很多当地的香港奉献者，他们都会在prasadam中加上蘑菇。
And for several years, this was going on.
而且持续了好几年。
And We were all eating the prasadam. We were all eating the mushroom prasadam.
我们也都吃了这些带有蘑菇的 prasadam.
But then after some time, I think maybe, this was maybe 1980 or 81, something like this. But then after, I think maybe 82 or 83, then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, okay, no more mushroom prasadam.
然后我们吃了好几年，我想这是1980年或者81、82、83年，最后 Tamal Krishna Goswami 最后终于决定，好了，不要再做蘑菇菩萨的了。
In the beginning, you know, he let the devotees eat these things because it was so difficult to make anybody a devotee and just, you know, if they just to keep them,You know, he let them eat some mushroom. But then after they had become devotees, then he said, okay, no need for this anymore. You know, we don't need this anymore. They're already devotees. No need to keep eating mushrooms.
所以一开始呢，因为要想留住香港奉献者是非常困难的培养，所以他就允许奉献者吃蘑菇菩萨的，但是一旦奉献者成熟之后不会再离开了，他就是决定不要再吃做蘑菇菩萨的，这样奉献者依然会留下来。
So then Srila Prabhupada suggested to the gardener, you should grow some lady fingers, but the man didn't know what Prabhupada meant.
这个帕帕德就跟园艺师建议说他可以种植秋葵。但是这个原因是不知道秋葵是什么。
So then Srila Prabhupada, but the man didn't understand what are lady fingers.
这个男子不知道秋葵是什么。
Then Srila Prabhupada gave him the Indian word. He said bindi, which the man still couldn't understand.
这个帕帕德就告诉原因师他的印地语的名字。但是这个男子依然不明白到底是什么植物。
Yeah, in India it's called bindi.
Bindi. 在印地语当中秋葵被称为。
Bindi.
Bindi.
Yeah. Then the man still couldn't understand. Then Srila Prabhupada finally explained. Then the man could understand it is okra. You know what is okra?
Okra. It's also lady fingers?
Yeah, lady fingers. The proper name is okra.
Okra, okay.
O-K-R-A.
O-K-R-I.
Oh, R-A.
Okra, yes, okay. Okra. 所以它的正式名字是学名叫 Okra.
Yes, Okra.
Okra, 学名。
Yes, so then the man understood.
最终这个男子知道是什么了。
Then Prabhupada asked the man, can you grow mangoes?But he said no, he couldn't. Not even in the greenhouse because it was just too cold in England.
最后帕帕德询问男子到底能不能种植芒果，然后男子说因为这个本地太寒冷，所以种不了。
Okay, so then Srila Prabhupada changed the topic and he said, "What's your age?"
帕帕德就话锋一转，问男子多大年龄。
Then the man said, I'm 66.
我66岁了。
Then Prabhupada said, do you still have all your teeth?
你现在还有牙齿还都健全吗？
Then the man was a little bit embarrassed.
那男子有点窘迫。
Then he replied, he said, no, I only have false teeth.
我现在只有假牙。
He said, then Prabhupada said, my age is 72.And I have all my teeth. And then he opened his mouth and he showed the man.
帕帕德说，我现在72岁了，我现在还都是一口真牙。然后他就张开嘴，让这个男子看他口里的真牙。
This is something old people like to do.
老人都喜欢这么做。
You know, they like to discuss if they have their old teeth, if they have all their teeth or they have...In China, people have false teeth sometimes?
Yes, they have.
So Prabhupada says, so then the man said, I lost all my teeth because I like sweet things too much.
啊，这原因是说，哦，我的牙齿都掉光了，因为我吃甜食太多。
Then Prabhupada said, I also like sweets.
爸爸说，我也喜欢吃甜食。
He said, but I eat many sweets, rasgulla, gulab jamun. He said, but I'm eating the right kind of sweets. You should also take these sweets.
啊，帕巴德说，我喜欢吃 rasgulla, gulab jamun, 因为我吃的甜品都是正确的甜品，你也应该吃这些甜品。
So after this, when Srila Prabhupada would take his morning walk, he would regularly greet the man, the gardener, with a few words, or even if the man was working in the distance somewhere,They would always exchange a wave of hands.
所以自打这之后呢，每次圣帕帕的清晨散步的时候，都会跟这个男子交流几句。有时候甚至他们距离很远的时候，他们就会挥手致意。
So we can see that Srila Prabhupada was expert. He knew how to make friends, and people loved him because of these personal exchanges with each other.
我们看到帕帕德擅长交朋友。因为帕帕德跟人们有这种友好的关系，所以都受到众人的爱戴。
And this is, and you know, somebody may say, well, Srila Prabhupada didn't preach to him.
啊，有的人会说啊，帕帕德并没有给他传教啊。
But what did Srila Prabhupada do? He brought them closer to him. He made them attached to a devotee, and this is just as good as preaching. If a person thinks favorably of a devotee, their devotion.
但是圣帕巴德通过他的言行举止，就把人们拉进了一个奉献者，因为人们对奉献者有着好感，这就等同于他们对 Krishna 这有好感。
And this is actual preaching. How to make people. Love devotees and love what the devotees do.
这是真正的传教，让人们热爱奉献者，热爱奉献者的所作所为。
Okay, another story. So in 19, Srila Prabhupada, of course, was born in Calcutta.
下一个故事说，圣帕巴德是诞生在加尔各答。
And even when ISKCON had You know, temples in all the major cities all over the world. Whenever Srila Prabhupada would visit Calcutta, he would visit old friends and he would go to see them.
虽然 ISKCON 在全世界各地都有自己的中心，但是每次圣帕巴德去拜访加尔各答的时候，都会去拜访他的老朋友。
So one evening, he was sitting in his room with his old family friends.From the neighborhood where he had grown up as a child.
有一天晚上，帕帕德坐在自己的房间当中，和他一起的都是他的家亲，从小的发小，都是从小的家庭，在自己家里都关系很好，一起长大的朋友。
And so Srila Prabhupada was sitting with his old friends from his childhood.
所以帕帕德这时候呢，就是跟他。打小一起长大的朋友们坐在一起。
So they said, come, and even though it was late in the evening already, they said, please come and visit the Radha Govinda temple.
虽然现在已经到了晚上入夜的时候了，但是他的朋友们就盛情邀请他去拜访 Radha Govinda 庙。
We may remember from, you know, the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada had worshipped these deities.You know, when he had been a child.
我们从帕帕德的消息光当中了解，帕帕德从小的时候就一直崇拜着这对神像。
So as I said, it was so even though it was very late in the evening, Prabhupada decided, let's go. So he traveled by car with some of his Western disciples to his old neighborhood, where he had grown up.
虽然现在已经快到深夜了，帕帕德仍然就邀请他的门徒一起跟他坐车去他小时候长大的那条街道。
So when he arrived at the Govindaji temple, some relatives came forward and embraced him and touched his feet, and you know, young and old people came and they were smiling and chatting in Bengali language.
当帕帕德到达当地的时候呢，一些一些老朋友就前来，新老朋友、年轻的还有年老的一些亲友以及一些朋友亲属就来跟他拥抱或者顶拜他，触碰他的足，他们开始用孟加拉语开始交谈。
So Srila Prabhupada went in front of the deity that he had worshipped practically from the beginning of his life.
帕帕德走到了他实际上是从出生起就崇拜的神像面前。
And he explained to his disciples, he says, everything I have done is by the grace, by the mercy of Radha Govinda.
他对他的门徒说道，无论我做的什么事情都是藉着 Radha Govinda 仁慈而做的。
And he remembered the first Rath Yatra that he had done as a small child and how his father had paid for the festival.
他回忆起他小的时候举行的第一届弹车节，以及他的父亲如何就为所有弹车节的开销来付费。
And he said, with his same enthusiasm that I had as a child, I'm still going throughout the whole world performing Rath Yatra and establishing many Radha Govinda temples all over the world.
帕帕德说，我现在一如既往的以同样的热情在全世界各地举办着弹车节，并且建立了对 Radha Govinda 的崇拜。
So he said this is the spirit, this desire I got as a child living here in this neighborhood, and this is the same spirit with which I'm preaching all over the world.
他说，这就是我居住在这片地区培养起的精神和心愿，我现在仍然以同样的精神心愿在从事着这些活动。
Okay, another story. So in India, whenever Srila Prabhupada was walking or he was traveling, he would often deal with the merchants and the laborers directly rather than allow his Western devotees to be cheated by the local people.
在印度旅行的时候，帕帕德和让当奉献者们和商人以及那些工人打交道的时候，帕帕德就不让门徒跟他们打交道，以免上当受骗，而是亲自与他们打交道。
One day, as Srila Prabhupada was leaving the temple in Mayapur, walking outside with a few devotees, he asked a rickshaw wala, and he said, "I want to go to Navadweep. How much?"
有一天清晨，当圣帕帕德他离开马普，然后他就他们跟奉献者们一起准备去拿瓦队普的时候，他们在外面就跟这个 rickshaw 这个黄包车的车夫询问价格。
Have you taken a rickshaw in India?
大家有没有在印度坐过这个rickshaw， 就是这些You mean by man or by motor?
Man.
Man. 那就是人力黄包车，人力车。
Yes.
Rickshaw. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So you know how they are. So the man said 2 rupees, and Srila Prabhupada told him too much.
所以呢，你们都知道这些车夫，然后帕帕就问他，价格是多少？这男子说两卢比，帕帕说太贵了。
Why are you asking so much? Srila Prabhupada argued.
为什么你要这么高的价格？帕帕就问。
We're coming here to preach.
我们来这里是传教的。
We brought devotees from all over the world.
我们把全世界各地奉献者带到这里。
But the rickshaw wala said 2 rupees was the final price.
但是这个车夫说两卢比是最终的价格。
Prabhupada held his head high, turned to his disciples and said, "We will walk."
然后帕帕德就扬着头，转身对门徒说，我们走过去。
So the walk was going to be several kilometers.
那么这个路程是有几公里远。
But Srila Prabhupada began walking strongly, and his disciples joined behind him.
但 但是帕帕德就非常非常带劲的在前面走着，而他的门徒就在后面跟紧追不舍。
And Prabhupada continued walking fast for several minutes.
帕帕德这样飞速的走了几分钟。
Until the same rickshaw wala came up next to Srila Prabhupada and stopped.
直到这旁边的这车夫呢，就从后面骑着车停到了帕帕的身旁。
Without even speaking or even looking at the man, Srila Prabhupada got on the rickshaw and went off on a one rickshaw ride.
然后帕帕德一言不发，甚至都没有看这个车夫一眼，就坐上了这个车，然后这车夫就登了起来。
Okay, so that's enough stories for today. We will finish here.
那今天我们的讲课部分就到这里。
And see if there's any comments or questions from any of the devotees.
奉献者有什么评论或者问题可以打上来。
Maybe some devotees can say what they learned from these examples from Srila Prabhupada.
那也许就是不用打，就也可以打开麦来讲。你们对于或者是打字也行，对于听到帕帕这些逍遥时光，你们的内心感受是什么？
Okay, nobody learned anything, so I guess we can finish here then.
如果大家没有什么问题的话，那帕布就会停到这里了。如果有什么问题，就赶紧打上来。
Yeah.
Sati, Madaji, Sati.
Okay, everybody's gone. So thank you very much for today's translating.
那我们今天就停到这里，如果没有问题的话，非常感谢大家。
And thank you, Sati, for hosting, and hopefully I will speak to you again next week.
那感谢 Sati 的转播，那希望我们下一周再见。
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.